A peek behind the curtain of what the extra weekly episode looks like on Patreon. Again, we explained the benefits in this episode. Please consider joining the Walk-On Army for some fun perks, most importantly, helping out the children. Grant and I dive into current event topics, both in sports, news, pop culture, anything that's exciting to talk about. We try to bring a little entertainment to everybody's week. Unbelievable that we've hit 600 episodes, all because of you guys. Thank you so much. Let's have a day. Let's go. Welcome into everybody, by the way. And if you're watching on the normal show, you can see that, or the normal YouTube, you can see, what's this beautiful overlay? What's this green and purple we got going on? Who's this guy down here in the middle? Well, that's Goopy. He's a mascot around here. Haven't talked about him in a while. He's the face of taglines. Used to be DHT. It says DHT on his helmet. But you are getting a little taste of what you get for those that are behind the lines, the true, the proud, the militia, behind the lines of the Walk-On Army on Patreon. And that is a weekly extra podcast. Now, we're behind. Those who have been around for all of this year know that the goal is 52 episodes for 52 weeks, because every once in a while there is an occasional, hey, we can't record. I've got something going on. Grant had a busy week of work one time. And so this is what you get. The casual sports fan podcast. We're going to get into several things. There's a couple topics. Random shit that goes down. Maybe we talk how many men does it take to take down a gorilla, and a whole lot of other things. And I know that fits with the theme, Grant, that like most people have already hashed that one out a week ago at this point.
Yeah, too. I was going to say, I have a lot of stuff. I mean, I'd love to talk about, but usually this comes out the same day, but now it's going to be a whole – scores of hours will have passed.
It'll be 3 days later, but it'll be okay. This will make you feel a little bit better, Grant. For those that are on the Patreon, they're gonna get it today.
Okay, all right.
No, so you can talk about things that are relevant today. Okay. How many Anthony Edwards does it take to beat a gorilla in a fight to the death?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, I'd feel pretty good about it if it was Anthony Edwards, but I mean. Outside of, I don't even know if he's my top NBA player choice though.
Which human are you taking to require the least of to beat a gorilla in a fight to the death? Like if
but you need just like sheer mass.
Like, do we go with the mountain, Thor
from Game of Thrones?
Yeah, that's like do we only need like 37 Thors to beat a gorilla in a fight?
No, you still need. You need 37 just to be there. Like, they're getting killed off first. Like, it's all, this is the debate of the 100 men versus the gorilla. What I think it truly comes down to is, it could be, honestly, I think it could be 100 me's, but 70 really? Of those me's, it's all about mentality. 70 of them have to be willing to die. And then the remaining 30 that survive have to be completely numb to the grisly murders that are taking place in front of them. That's what it has to be. Because if one,
can you imagine runs the pile up, of bodies?
Because like, look, if 100 is, I don't think people realize 100 is so many.
It's a lot of people. Yeah,
it's so many. It is over. Like, gorillas are immensely stronger than one person.
Right.
But like, especially like, okay. If people are forgetting to one. Gorillas get tired too, guys.
Right? Sure.
This happens. Like it's going to take a lot of effort from the gorilla to kill 30 people,
yeah,
40 people, and then you still have 60 left.
Yeah,
all right.
Is there an issue where,
and also, so, and here's the other thing is that they're similar.
I'm glad you've thought this out.
At opposed to, I don't know if that's even the right word. They're similar build is what they always build. It's like, oh, they got opposable thumbs or whatever, and like they can do all this stuff. We taught them sign language. They know all the. They're just like humans, right? They're not like as coordinated and like they like whack. And grab, but they can't, like, it's, you're not battling like John Jones. Like the gorilla's not going to put anyone in an arm bar. It's not like the John Wick of gorillas, 100 versus 1.
So you're firmly on the fact that 100 men win.
Well, here's the, if it's like 100 me right now, We lose because it's going to be like one guy runs up there and he just get instantly just backhanded by the gorilla, or like the gorilla just picks up, like
knocks you out.
They like to rip.
Yeah, I was going to say that's what's going to be.
And it's just like
there's going to be a lot of arms that are missing from bodies at the end.
Yeah. And then we're like the 99 of the Mii's are sitting there like, oh my God. It's over after that. Like it is so, like that is the kill shot out. But if the other, if it's just like robots, basically, like
sure.
We are committed to this. We will die before this happens.
Yeah.
And like we all know, as we're in the like, I don't know, like I'm picturing like it's a military movie where they have like you're in the chopper or whatever, everyone's waiting to like parachute out into the gorilla sanctuary or wherever this battle is taking place, and you're looking around, it's like, well, 70 of us guaranteed are going to die right now.
Yeah.
But 30 people, like, then you still have 30 left. Like, it's a ton of people. So
I do think that if you're going to talk about this, you have to approach it from the perspective of, like, as much reality as possible, where, like you said, the first guy runs up, or maybe a couple rush. You're like, hey, let's rush him with 5 to start, you know?
No, not even 5. Like you need 20 at once.
And those who were not chosen to rush in the initial attack are now watching destruction. And I do think that has to play a role in this argument, because that's going to be a piece of it. Now, maybe you get some military guys who are just savages, and they are committed to the cause, and they know there's going to be death, and they're a little bit more numb to it than your average person. But like you said, if it's you, if there's 50 of you and 50 of me, and that's the 100, man, I'm watching those first guys go, and I'm now questioning like
I'm picturing we're all in an arena.
Yeah, yeah.
One of like let's say first Tyler Kluver.
Do I befriend
runs
him
up trying? And then it's immediately like the scene in Avengers where Hulk just is throwing Loki around the room, like smashing him with one arm, just up and down through the top of Stark Tower or whatever it is.
Great scene.
And you're like, oh my gosh, that was not even close. Like I'm picturing that instantly, and 99 others of us are just sitting there like, oh, I better.
Yeah, they all have the emotional response.
And I'm like, better make sure my will is in order. It's not going to go well. But if it's just we're committing to this, we got 100 at once. It's not 100 one-on-ones. Then the humans are out. 100 versus 1. I think you can handle it.
What I was going to bring up
as a community.
My one issue is a gorilla isn't like, you know, it's not like the size of a building. Only so many humans could kind of like do damage at a time. Like what's a gorilla? Is he 8 feet tall, 400 pounds? Like
they're big. I think you could get 15 on it at once though.
15 maybe?
I think you could get 15 people doing something.
Okay. It kind of limits you, because at that point it really is just 1 versus 15, and now you're just playing that stamina game.
But again, like 8 of them can be getting murdered at once.
Yeah.
And you still have 92 others working to accomplish this task.
Okay. You're right.
I think at some point it's just I'm just picturing, maybe I'm totally wrong. I think the gorilla is going to be exhausted after 65.
And that's what I don't know. That's what I don't know, is like.
And not that we're not getting tired, but I can't imagine that, like, again, you can't have 100 at once.
Yeah, so. I don't know if a gorilla in the wild has ever been cardiovascularly taxed to this theoretical level. And I think this is an experiment that needs to be run. I do think it's an interesting, like, how many John Jones does it take, right? With a killer mentality. How many Thors versus.
See, I think you almost want, like, I'm picturing.
Like, if it's my mom,
like,
it's going to require a couple thousand.
It's going to be bad. And I was half joking, but now I'm kind of serious about it, where I was like, one gorilla versus 100 Robert Galleries. Like, I think, like, 2006 Robert Gallery on the Raiders.
Yeah.
Is like the perfect specimen for this challenge.
Do you want someone a little bit more mobile? Or do you just want the size?
I think it's size and strength is the key. Like I'm picturing, like we want 30 of him, 30 prime Vince Wilfork.
Oh,
like
God.
We just, the biggest issue is going to be mass.
Yeah.
Like gorillas are huge.
You got to fight mass with mass. We want this Robert Gallery right here.
Yes. Like I want 6'8", massive dude, strong.
That guy.
And we just need focused combat. And I think humans can do it.
I agree.
But again, probably going to be 70 deaths minimum.
I will say, there's going to be a lot of deaths. And
they're not, it's not just like, oh, he got knocked out.
Oh no, there is no good death.
It's in that. Grisly.
The pile of bodies is going to be a scene.
What did you see? And then this is where it's great too. I didn't even realize how many like men versus wild animal by group stories there are out there. Like I saw one, it was like five wrestlers versus grizzly bear. Like this D3 wrestling team or whatever was just on a hike.
Grizzly.
And they fought a grizzly bear.
Wait, and they won?
They got pretty beat up, but the grizzly bear left. But it's also, they didn't kill the grizzly
bear. Right, he's not dead.
But it was enough that it's still a grizzly bear.
Sure. No, that's impressive.
And the bear was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah, too much.
These 145 wrestlers, they got me.
I've gotten leg kicked like, too many times.
Like,
I'm out.
You can look at his face. It's like clearly like a bear paw hit him in the face.
Yeah.
He's got like his arms in a sling. And he's like, yeah, I just saw him tackle my boy. And I just got in there. Like, I can't imagine what it's like. You're just on a hike and someone like.
Imagine, Grant, you're on a hike. You've lived in Colorado. You're wearing the Avalanche hat. We're going to get to the Avalanche here in a second. Sure. At this, when's game seven, by the way? Are we to the people who
– Saturday.
Oh, so the people already know the result. Did the Avalanche pull it out?
They already know.
Oh, yeah. You live in – out there in the wilderness of Colorado, there's some some beasts you wouldn't want to run into.
Sure.
Can you imagine running into a fucking grizzly bear?
Well, this is also – I'd like to say, like, you were – five of your dogs, right? Your teeth.
No.
Let's say you're on the hike with the Benton house.
We're fucked.
Grizzly bear tackles Josie Jewell.
I'm hiding behind – oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, you're telling me you're going up there and you're starting, like, throwing, undercuts, uppercuts at a grizzly bear?
Grant, you're
starting there just throwing like forearm shivers at the grizzly
I'm guessing
bear?
Right now, if it's no weapons, which by the way, if the Benton crew was walking in the wilderness where any, Bo Bauer is pieced up and so is Drake. And so we have at least two armed people, but if we didn't have any weapons, I'm guessing I could send a text to the group right now and it would be fun to get the response maybe on the next episode. Not the next episode, because those who are listening right now, this is 599. Welcome to Taglines / the Washed Up Walk-Ons. Join the fun, by the way. I'm going to throw it up on the screen here for those listening on the YouTube, watching the YouTube. Give us a like. Give us a like for 100 grants versus a gorilla experiment. If we get to 1,000 likes on this video, we'll make it happen. But maybe considering joining the Army. The only thing you need to know is it's a donation to the hospital. It's a donation to the kids. Big gift fund at the end of the year from the Washed Up Walk-Ons. Last year, we crossed $50,000 total donated over the course of the lifetime of this podcast. Unbelievable. Never thought we'd be able to do that. That's all you need to know. That's good enough. There's an $8, $12, $25 level. Pick your level. There's different perks. But then on top of that, you get ad-free listening, your own RSS feed, which means there are no advertisements that cut in 20 and 40 minutes through the podcast. You get early access if we get them. Exclusive merch designs on the merch we do run 24/7 on our store. There's discounts. You get access to the private Discord where we're chatting all year round during the season. That's really hype in there. So a lot of different stuff. TheWashedUpWalkOns.com. You can navigate to their Patreon.com/WashedUpWalkOns. Tons of different ways to get there. But yeah, this won't be on the next episode, we won't have a result. But I guess if you text those guys right now, all of them are saying we're totally screwed. We're done. Yeah.
And I'd like to say I'm the guy that jumps in there, but I just don't think. I think in the moment, it's hard to be like.
Well, you might not have a choice. If
let me go wrestle this grizzly bear real quick.
Like,
well, I think it sounds so.
What are you saying? You're gonna if he tackles one dude, you get out.
I think I have a chance. It's a way better chance than me starting and just like, hey, knock it off, grizzly bear. Hey, stop that.
Well, I'm guessing that if you leave one guy for dead, everybody else could probably get away.
Yeah.
The grizzly bear is now going to be pretty satisfied.
And that's what I'm saying. It's so cool that like these wrestlers were like, no, we just all fought a grizzly bear.
Do you think they were just double leg?
Like those are like, you can't imagine like ever, like if some guy's like, hey, dude, you didn't pay me back for golf. It's like, well, I fought a grizzly bear for you.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Forever.
Well, actually, yeah, I literally lost my career permanently ended. My face is permanently
Look at my
altered.
Face. I paid you.
Because I fought a grizzly bear for you. So yeah. I think you can buy your own hot dog at the baseball game. Okay. I think your $9 won't be missed.
I'm not Venmoing you for the Chipotle that we just ate.
If we're talking taglines, by the way, I have something I want to get off my chest.
Yeah.
Can we do, what, are we due for a redesign of the graphics here?
We probably are. Yeah.
The green is very – it's very aggressive.
It was okay. So
it's – very, it's
and yeah, you're right.
It's quite pungent is a smelling adjective, but it's still somehow pungent.
Sure. Well, and that was sort of the original – so DHT you're familiar with, right?
Sure.
You were a part of that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Drake went off and ruined this whole operation. Nonetheless, that was Drake's goal with Goopy. He's literally a jar of goop, right? And I don't know what goop is. It's just something that Drake created. And he's like, hey, let's create a mascot. And he wanted it. Pungent is maybe the best word for what he was looking for, because that's sort of the vibe of DHT. It was literally Dickhead Tuesday. It's like, how can we get on for an hour and just be dickheads and talk about the most like disgusting, like bro, like college locker room type stuff? And so that was the result of that. Now, I agree that taglines probably deserves its own rebrand. And I don't know, maybe some people in the chat can, you know, leave a comment. Do you have an idea of what colors you'd like to redesign it to? What style you want?
No.
Do you want it to revert it just back to the black and gold and just match it with the rest? I mean, we could do avalanche colors. I don't care.
Let's figure it out. We can
you want to do avalanche colors?
Maybe. It's probably a better off-pod topic. I don't think if you're trying to convince people to set up your subscription, like, oh, good, I watched these guys debate what color their graphics were for 20 minutes. Okay,
sure. I mean, we can move on.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay. But it is a little bit of a representation of what you get here, because we're more off script here, even more off script than we are in the normal show. This is very much so less Hawkeye stuff, although we do talk about the Hawks on this show when it's relevant. But we talk about other sports as well, like professional hockey, the Avalanche. And I was tweeted at. I woke up to a notification. I wonder if Tyler Kluver is watching or stayed up to watch the Avalanche force a game 7. And then I responded to you in the morning and said, you know what? I was probably asleep.
Here's my concern. Okay. Is that I feel like you could be the bond of co-host is sacred. It is
I know where you're going with this.
Important thing. And I just feel like you could be doing more as a co-host to be supporting me right now.
Right.
As I'm going through trials and tribulations. Like, I'm out here fighting for my life every single night of these.
I mean, you went to one of these games for those that
I went there. I'm sweating my ass off all the time for these games. I'm up till midnight, 1 a.m. Watching these games all at the same time too. The schedulers, I got to imagine that the rate of cardiac arrest is up in the state of Colorado due to the scheduling of these playoffs. They're always at the same time, and every game is stressful. It's the only two game sevens. There's no other game sevens in the NHL right now besides this one. And then Clippers Nuggets just is now going to game 7-2. Both of them are on Saturday. And I just feel like you could be supporting it more.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, you've got the Nuggets thing going on too, huh?
I just feel like of either of those two, what are you doing to support this cause? What are you doing to be a supportive co-host?
Yeah, you're right. I'm not doing a lot. I'll be honest there.
It's very clear.
By the way, for those that did care about the colors, burgundy, steel blue, and silver. I'm in. That's the Avalanche colors. As you can see by the hat there, you know, I'm not doing a lot. And to be honest, I probably historically, Grant, have been a selfish guy. I bias to the selfish side, right? I just don't look. The first thing that I'm looking for is not to do for others, and I should. I should be better about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you that the co-host chemistry is sacred and extremely important to the success of the entire operation.
Sure.
Now, I still think we put out a pretty good product. I hope everybody that's getting their first taste of the taglines experience today, they feel that. But you're right. I probably should do more. You tell me right now that the game 7 are both tomorrow.
On Saturday. Yeah.
Saturday.
But this is coming out
after. It's Friday as we record this. Yes. Friday afternoon, evening. This will be out on Monday, except for those who are already subscribed to the Patreon. What do I have tomorrow?
It's a Saturday. I know you have nothing.
But when you have a kid, that's not always true. I think, wow, am I going to dedicate time to watch some of the Avalanche / Nuggets games? Oh, I might. What channels can I find them on?
This is the first time. Have you not seen a single moment of any playoff sports so far? This entire.
I saw the highlight the next day. I saw the highlight the next day of the buzzer beater air ball / putback by Jokic.
Oh, you didn't even see it at the same time. Okay. Okay. No, Avalanche are on ABC.
Okay.
It's 7.
I think I get that channel.
I guess it'd be hard not to. And then the Nuggets will be on TNT at 6:30.
7 and 6:30. Wow. Okay. So I'm not going to catch the start because we're in the middle of bedtime, but I could probably pick it up
at 6:30.
No, I could start it at 6:30. Convince Lauren of that.
To say, hey, you know, this is we're supporting. This is
Grant. Right. Grant pleaded with me that he needs my support.
All right. This is it's game.
Do you
seven.
Think that will? Yeah. Do you?
He's got two game sevens he's working on right now.
What? I'm gonna guess that the Avalanche, based on what I know, are the dog in that game.
We've been the favorite for every single game.
Oh,
this has been a complete meltdown.
Oh,
I've never been so frustrated with a playoff series than this one. In my opinion, we've been the better team every single game, but yet we were down 3-2 last night. We were facing elimination. It's been a very strange series. Like up until game 4, we had led for every single second of it besides like 4 because we had two overtime losses.
Yeah.
And then we got smacked in another game. And now we're here though. This is all that matters is one more game.
And the Nuggets, are they the dog or are they?
That one actually is probably close to a coin flip. It is. Do you want to guess the guess?
So you
the
have a so you as a Colorado fan have a legitimate chance of the Nuggets and the Avalanche advancing to the next round on the same night, almost at the same time, maybe.
And also a very good chance of neither of them doing so.
Of neither of them doing it, and your heart just being ripped out for I don't know.
Yes, this is why I need the support of a co-host. But
okay,
it's been absent.
I can watch my first live minutes of basketball and hockey in the same day.
I just can't help but notice that, like, you know, I've been exerting so much myself from my couch, but imagine if that was doubled, what we could accomplish.
What we could do, right? Yeah.
Just imagine. I don't know. We'll see.
So we'll see.
I have my own issue, though. Hear this.
Oh, okay.
I'm supposed to go to a concert barbecue festival on Saturday.
Oh, no.
I don't know what to do.
Well, is it?
I can clearly watch the games like on my phone. I was going to say,
do you have a subscription service where you could take the game with you?
Here's what I'm hoping. It's right next to and I'm not a huge fan of watching at bars.
Sure.
I know there's a bar right across the street.
Yeah.
Openers go on. I might be like, hey, I'm going to the bathroom. Leave.
Sure. Yeah. Leave. Hey, how many people are you attending this with and how important?
It's a big group. It's like 15, 20.
Oh,
like it is leave. A massive group.
just absolutely.
I think I could just leave.
Yes.
I'd be like, guys, great show. That was awesome.
Yes.
And it just never was never even there.
Dude, you have to. You have to.
Hey, I'm going to go get drinks. You guys want any?
What is that called? The Irish goodbye?
It's not a goodbye. It's an Irish break. Because I'm gonna rejoin. Just like it's at 6:30.
How long is the concert thing?
Oh, it'll probably go to like 9:30.
Probably. You're not going to rejoin. That game is going to last exactly the length until the end of that concert thing, and you're going to watch it.
Yeah, no, and then I'm going to walk back in and be like, guys, that was a great show.
Yeah, okay.
And then I'll meet up with them. And like, we'll probably hang out after. We'll probably meet up at that same bar across the street.
Sure. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That is a predicament for you. I would say.
And worst case scenario, YouTube TV on the phone.
I mean, yeah.
I could pull it up if I had to. But I was like, it's one thing to have one game seven on a Saturday conveniently. It's another to have two. There's not even that many game sevens.
No, rare.
And there's if the Blues win tonight, there's going to be another one on Sunday. Why couldn't we have been the Sunday one? Also, why is it at 6:30? You had all day to do it.
Because
it's at one o'clock.
That's true. That's prime time. It's prime time.
Here's the issue too.
They want the numbers. They want numbies.
And this is something I want to ask you about as well. We have
the
Kentucky Derby is this weekend.
It is. Yeah,
the big Derby. The big. This is the Masters, I feel like, of the horse racing community. You have the Preakness, you have the Oakmont as well. But everyone seems to be tuned in for the Derby, regardless of your interest in horse racing.
Yeah, I would say so.
This is a sports podcast at its core. Yeah. You are the co-host of a sports podcast. What sure. say you, Tyler Kluver, about the Kentucky Derby, the biggest horse racing event of the year? What say you, Tyler Kluver? What are your takes on it, your opinions? What horse will you be taking?
I like journalism.
And you brought you on just for to pick the number one horse on the board.
Good. And you thought I didn't know a horse.
Are you just saying you like the field of journalism? You like integral reporting is what you like?
I like journalism too. It's your major, isn't it?
Formally. Didn't use it, but.
No, not for it. Well, that's not, it's not formally your major. It's forever your major. That's unless true. You go back to college, I guess you could get another degree. But yeah, all I know is I saw, was it Scott Docterman tweet about journalism the other day? Obviously the pun, because he is a journalist.
Sure.
And then I took a look, and then my father-in-law is big into horses. He likes horses.
Okay. Can we call him up right now?
He is retired. He probably would answer.
Should we call him? Speak. Hey, just let me know. What do you think about Sandman 5-1?
Okay. You want to hear a good story, actually?
Sure.
So, this was back in 2020. Gosh, this might have even been, this was before COVID. I think this might have been like in prep for my wedding. My wife is going to like look at brides, like a wedding dress with her sister and her mom at the time. And they were meeting in Altoona, which is where Prairie Meadows is, the racetrack. So like in their minds, they're like, oh, great. Tyler and Mike is his name. They can just go to the casino and we'll go look at wedding dresses. It'll be great. It'll work perfectly. I'm like, okay, cool. Like we can go gamble or whatever. So me and Mike go watch the horses. This is like the first time I've seen the horses since I was a kid.
Sure.
He's big into horse racing. Like he used to bet it all the time, whatever. He loves, he goes out there occasionally. So he knows way more than me. He's like explaining the book that they give you. He's like, here's what this means. Here's what this means. Like talk about the trainers and the pedigree of this horse and all this stuff. I open up the first two races of the day. And I put in like a trifecta. I'm putting in these things that don't even make sense to me. And I bank for like $300 on the first two races combined.
There you go.
And end up coming up like $250 on the day. And he didn't win a single race. And I thought, this is easy.
Beginner's luck. It's a real thing.
I guess
that's
so.
That's why the lights in Vegas are so bright. Everyone's gambling career starts with, oh my God, this is so easy.
This is the, yeah.
I'm just going to do this professionally now. Like that was so easy. I don't even know what I'm doing. And it never lasts. It never works that way.
It's just, so journalism happens to be the favorite, huh?
Journalism is the heavy favorite. To win
3-1. Wow.
Very heavy favorite.
Hold up the horses here.
Yet I feel like the heavy favorite almost never wins though.
Well, I mean, right.
But apparently this is like the chosen one of horses.
Some fun names on this. Chunk of Gold. Sandman.
Sandman's my personal favorite just because I want to – the Enter Sandman jokes are going to be awesome. When
wow. For
Sandman
a second, wins. I thought that said Tits-tastic. It's Tiz-tastic.
No.
I'll take him. I love that name. There you go. What's a seven horse? Not horrible odds, but Luxor Cafe. I love seven. Seven's my number.
Okay. Trust you.
I don't know shit about any of these. There's a Japanese horse.
Japanese horses are – popular lately too. Like we've been on the like a lot of the Japanese horses have been picked to win the Derby a lot recently.
Really?
A Japanese horse is number one.
He is his name is Admire Daytona. Trainer is Yukihiro Kato. 30-1.
It might be the Japanese horse. I believe if you remember American Pharoah,
yes,
the Triple Crown winner.
Yeah.
American Pharoah's son. Is running in this race.
Seriously?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Bro, what's his son?
Dude, do you
Japan? Like, I think it is the Japanese horse. I could be wrong.
What's the horse? Secretariat?
It's Luxor Cafe.
Oh, dude. Oh, I mean.
He's American Pharoah's son.
heavy money on. I wish
on Luxor Cafe.
This is why we need to find. If anybody has a hookup at like Riverside or Prairie Meadows or some book, we like the book could be taking like having a significant ROI on our podcast, and obviously we would love a book sponsor to help the back end financial numbies of this thing. If somebody has a hookup, let me know, because we would love a little a sponsorship or an ad read with a book or the Kentucky Derby. I mean, we could just be sponsored by the Kentucky Derby. No, the fact that he is the son of him, that makes me feel great. I will say, I was listening to something about Secretariat the other day, and dude, nobody's ever going to beat him.
No, his top, well, Secretariat was taking steroids, but
no.
I think that there was
seriously?
I think they concluded that.
Dude, I thought his heart was just bigger and he was just literally the perfect biomechanical horse.
It could be the perfect biomechanical horse, I'm not sure, but
he could be on steroids too. Most of the best.
Yeah, but you know what? I still say Lance Armstrong's the greatest cyclist ever. And
well, that's because steroids. Literally everybody was on steroids.
And also he's the only cyclist I can name, so
let me name you one.
Can you name
Pogaccia? Teddy.
I have no way of correcting you on this. So
it's like Pogaccia, but his last name is actually spelled like Pogo Car. He was the winner like three of the last 4 or 5 years in the Tour de France, and he was like this kid that just had an unbelievable VO2 max. He's like insane.
He's got a great documentary too on. I think it's on Max. I want to say
really.
It's just called Lance.
Oh yeah, it's
awesome documentary. Lance. And it's crazy too because it's one of the few documentary, like this is the whole Lance Armstrong thing, and we don't have to talk about this for very long, but
we can.
You watch that documentary, you watch the documentary, the movie, whatever you want to call it, and you're like, wow, Lance, the way he explains it, he's right. Like he makes a lot of good points as to why he had a good case for taking the steroids. And
he had the best case,
but he's such an ass.
Oh yeah.
That you're like, I don't want you. Like, I still feel like you should be punished.
Dude, I kind of like that he's an ass. I
like you're just it's such a weird thing. It's like you're right, but I don't like the way that you are right.
So yeah. So for anyone who's unaware, like at the time, there wasn't a guy in the top 100 in the world that wasn't doing EPO and steroids.
Still,
yeah, likely still they're finding ways around.
He's better at it. Yeah.
And so like if Lance didn't do it, no one would know who he was. Because he wouldn't have been.
Oh, people knew Lance before. I was repping Livestrong.
Dude, everybody had a Livestrong.
Yeah, I had a bracelet.
I'm gonna search it. You want take a guess? Let's take
guess. Actually, you know what? I'll still rep Livestrong. I'm gonna buy I'll buy a t-shirt. I don't care. It's for a good cause. I don't care. I'll rep it anyway.
Could you give me a guess? Your best guess at how many Livestrong bracelets were sold?
Well, you got to think there's a lot of repeats and in bulk. There's definitely a bunch of them sitting in the bottom of a dumpster too.
Sure.
I feel like this is going to be a dumb guess, like 15 million.
100 million.
That's insane. Hey, that's one in three Americans there's a Livestrong bracelet for him.
Correct. Correct.
I was probably doubled up on Livestrong bracelets.
I had two for sure. And at one point I remember those when bracelets were big, God, this would have been, this would have been like 2000 and it was like your birth year probably. When it was really, really big.
I feel like I remember like Livestrong was kicking up when I was in elementary school.
So, okay. So was it more middle school? It wasn't high school. It was definitely middle school.
When was Lance Armstrong popped? I could tell you what.
When did.
Exposed. he wasn't exposed until 2013. Oh yeah.
Dude, so it was not for a while.
I was in middle school. Yeah. So it was kicking up for a while then.
Okay.
So I was like, Livestrong meant something when I was in elementary school.
There was a phase that we went through as I think late elementary kids, maybe early middle school, where you wore as many bracelets as you could. You basically wore your entire collection. And I think between the two arms, I think I wore 30 of those rubber wristbands to school.
Yeah. And this is not to make me sound like I was better than everyone because I did a bunch of dumb stuff too. I always thought that was crazy. I never.
Looking back, I should have been beat up and left at the playground.
I did a bunch of dumb stuff when I was growing up. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
One of the only things I never got into, I was like, why do I need 800 bracelets right now?
Did you ever get into yo-yos?
And I remember at elementary school, they would do like an assembly, and it was just an advertisement for yo-yos. Some dude would come in and be like, I'm selling you yo-yos. Like, you think you're it's like, I do
elastic book.
I do cold calls all the time. I can't imagine cold calling for yo-yos.
For yo-yos.
To hundreds of 9-year-olds. And, well, no, you're doing it in person. It's a yo-yo demonstration. And then those, you're cold calling to these kids who are then have to go tell their parents about it. And
yeah,
you have no money. You're a first.
It's a secondary cold call. It's like, hey, here's why you should. But that's actually easier though, because there's a disconnect. Mm-hmm. You create the hype. You create the here's why you need this. Then the kids are like, dude, fuck yeah, we're gonna be awesome at yo-yoing. Mom, get me a yo-yo. And then because parents do anything for their kids, they're like, okay, I'll buy you a $12 yo-yo. And that guy probably made bank. I'd love to get a hold of the guy that came to your school and was selling yo-yos and see how much money he made.
I don't think a lot, I'm going to be honest.
He's a millionaire.
I kind of hope not, if I'm being okay. I kind of hope he's not. But I remember I had the – I'm pretty confident this is going to be – this is the most like 2011 thing that a man could do.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I had the Reebok. What are like the zigzag Reeboks? Do you remember those?
Oh, gosh. Yes. Oh, man. Those were good shoes.
What were those called? I don't remember. They were awesome shoe.
They were an awesome shoe.
I see like – and I'm an On Cloud guy personally. But
oh, you're an On guy.
Oh, I like them a lot. Swiss brand, Roger Federer.
Really?
But those shoes, I see them now. I'm like, this is just the modern version of the Reebok zigzag. Dude.
Oh, right. What's it called?
But I had the Reebok zigzag.
The pulse. The zig pulse.
I'm pretty sure there was a Lance Armstrong one.
Really?
There was like a Livestrong one. And it had a yellow bottom to it and a black, like, I don't know, whatever the rest of the shoe is called, the mesh. And I'm pretty sure I convinced my dad to buy them because he was like, Hawkeye colors. Boom, we're in.
We'll take it.
Got it. We'll take three of them.
They aren't showing up.
These are just going to be. We'll buy the next shoe sizes up too. These are just going to be the rest of your shoes.
This is now your school shoe until you're out of school.
It's just you're going to keep buying these ones. But yeah, that was how much. I can't. That just shows you the point of how big Lance Armstrong got was. School children were buying his shoe, a cyclist's shoes that he doesn't even wear when he's competing.
He was massive, dude.
He was just huge, super huge. Like it was for he cycling, was like, it's insane.
He might have been the most popular athlete in the world, to be honest. I mean,
there's no way he was bigger than like Ronaldo. But
was Ronaldo playing when he was at his peak?
Yes, Ronaldo's been playing forever. Ronaldo might be 40.
Okay, but
and I guarantee you, he started playing professional soccer when he was like 17.
All right. Well, I'm actually curious now.
this is just. Someone's.
Yeah, he was born. Wow, Ronaldo.
Ronaldo's 40.
He's 39, 40.
So he's definitely 40. Playing. He was in the prime of his career.
You're right. I feel like he's in the prime of his career now. What an attractive man.
He's Penaldo right now. He's cherry picker.
Cherry picker. Okay, so the Avalanche and the Nuggets are going to take home a game 7. You're going to advance. It's going to be a great. See, this comes out on Monday.
Right now, you're jinxing. This is not very supportive.
What?
Behavior. You can't do that. It's a game 7, dude. All right? Okay. You can't be doing this.
And then
this was a regular season game, I'd maybe allow it. This is a game 7. This is my life is on the line right now. This is all I have until football season.
This is all I
have. This is all I got.
Is LeBron done forever? Is he washed?
There's no way.
Ant-Man took down Luka and LeBron.
Well, they're washed. Luka's still going. Luka Garza. He advanced.
You're right.
He's fine.
You're right. Luka Garza is still going.
I got a text from a buddy at like, this was, it's like 11 p.m. on a Monday night. And it was, I wonder if I could get it word for word. I hope the message saved. It didn't shoot. It was just like unprompted.
Your text don't save? What kind of phone do you have?
It was on Snapchat.
Oh, okay.
He just sent me a message. He's like, is Luka Garza the best bench hype guy around right now?
Gotta be.
I was like, he knows his job. He knows what he's got to do. But no, it was, and this was where I love it. I think every ESPN analyst picked the Lakers to advance and get by the Timberwolves, and sure. It was 4-1 Wolves. And I'm not even really a big Timberwolves guy. I love Anthony Edwards, love Luka Garza, but I'm not sitting around twiddling my thumbs and getting all giddy because the Wolves won a series, but it's a little satisfying to be see them just completely flip it on the narrative on its head. It was fun.
I think LeBron is washed. I used to be a big LeBron guy.
Well, here's the deal with LeBron is that he's in the greatest of all time debate, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's really only, I know some people are like, well, actually Larry Bird, shut up. No one cares. Okay. It's MJ did you see that like Skip Bayless video, by the way, where it's like him versus 25 other people.
Yeah, he does one of those freaking sit downs where they like run to the middle of the,
I can't stand those videos to begin with. One.
Yeah. They're tough.
The Stephen A. one is the best one they've ever made. And then some kid comes up. He's like, I don't think LeBron's the GOAT. I don't think Jordan's the GOAT. Whatever. He's like, I think Steph Curry's the GOAT. And I'm like, get out of here, dude. And here's the thing too. I think Curry's the greatest point guard of all time too.
I would agree.
Do I think he's the greatest player ever? No, I just don't. Is he probably top 10 ever? Yeah, sure. But the difference between like two is so big.
Yeah.
That I'm like, you get this, like, no, we don't need your creative takes. All right. We don't need this right now. All right.
Like you're doing this because we're shooting a video right now.
You just want to be different. All right. And that's fine in a lot of other spaces, but right now when we're discussing some ball, all right, we can't be having this. All right, this is there's only one person gets to debate at one time. You're wasting it's Skip Bayless's time right now.
What's the those 20 V1 videos that I see? I always get the ones on my feed, and I don't know why, because I'm the least political on earth. But it's always like Ben Shapiro or what's the conservative guy that he goes to college campuses and like there's crowds everywhere and like these kids.
Oh, that's Nick Saban. He's on the college campus. Oh, no. Is that who you're talking about?
It's not Matt Walsh. It's the other guy.
I think Herb Street did a thing with Trump one time. Is that who it is?
Herb Street did something with Trump?
I thought he did. Am I wrong? No.
That's crazy.
Who knows? But what I was saying with LeBron, here's the thing about him lately. He's in – it's him and Jordan is the debate in the conversation always with LeBron, right?
Yeah.
So your expectation for him a little bit is that he has to be the best player right now.
Yeah.
And he's 40 years old. He's just not the best player in the world right now.
Sure.
For a long time, he was, right? And it's incredible that he's even doing what he's doing right now at 40, right?
Right. That's how you have to put it in perspective.
And like realistically, he's probably like the 10th best player in the NBA right now. But that's still at 40 is incredible.
I would, yeah.
Like, that's insane.
I don't know NBA like that, but that would if he was top 10 right now, I'd be shocked. But
like he had another great year this year. I mean, he looks a little weathered at times now. Like he's definitely not as good as he was 5 years ago.
Because he's 40.
But it's because he's 40 years old. Like we've seen he's the easily the greatest 4-year-old we've ever seen in the NBA outside of the other
just picture, and this is no shot if you're sitting at home listening to this thing and you're 40. Like it's no shot. But picture the average 40-year-old that's sitting there listening to this right now.
Picture the average 23-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. Just 40 or under. Picture somebody that's 40 years old or younger.
Picture the average person that's not LeBron James.
It's just like he's such an anomaly. And you're right. Like we're everybody's having the debate right now, and it's fresh in their head, like the current years. But what you're comparing to is like, okay, but do you remember Michael Jordan on the Wizards?
Yeah, I mean, he had a shorter stint on the Wizards than LeBron has even been on the Lakers. But and this is the whole thing too, is everyone's like, oh, and this is coming from a Michael Jordan guy personally. I'm not even a huge LeBron fan, but it like there's nothing LeBron could do right now to like like on the court wise. Like he could miss the playoffs the rest of his career, and his legacy is already cemented.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he can't go any lower than 1B of all time.
Correct.
He can't go any lower right now. Like he could lose. An 0-82 season would be pretty remarkable. But he could. I'm saying like he could lose out.
That would be wild.
That would be a stain on his career, maybe. But like I'm saying, like he could have no more like accolades.
Yeah, yeah.
No more crazy moments, and his legacy is cemented already. So, and now it is some people. Are glossing over the fact that he's 2-12 in his last 14 playoff games. Not great.
No.
Many of those losses to the Denver Nuggets, people glossing over.
People forget.
8 of those losses to the Denver Nuggets. People are forgetting. But hey, it's hard to beat the Nuggets these days. But hopefully we'll get it this weekend. That's what I'm hoping. I don't know. LeBron, as long as LeBron keeps doing funny stuff, I'll allow it.
Yeah, I agree. What was the tweet right before this podcast? Again, this was recorded on Friday, so a little late for some, but you tweeted, still amazes me that Iowa is the only state that investigates college athletes on gambling. Did something else
happen? Yeah, true. Then I stand by that, yes.
I'm glad you're sticking to your guns.
Yeah, and 20 minutes later, yes, I stand by that tweet 100%.
What was it about?
There was just a – and this is where I didn't get a chance to read into it, but Iowa State had like 5 staff members. And it just said like 5 staff members and football players, so a combination of the few, were bet over like $100,000 on Iowa sporting events.
And this is recent? This is
Iowa
new,
State, sorry.
This is new and different than their –
I don't think it's different was the thing.
Oh.
So this is from On 3 an hour ago. 5 current/former Iowa State football staffers placed more than 6,200 bets totaling over $100,000 on professional and college games, including Cyclone men's and women's basketball. Which, again, you shouldn't be gambling on sports, but even it's Iowa State. It's not my favorite. I'm going to be honest. Do I feel bad for them? No. Do I think it's weird that I was the only state that investigates this stuff? And do I think 100%. That there's 100% chance that there's other people gambling outside of just Iowa and Iowa State? Yes, I agree. I 100%.
I bet on sports last night.
I mean, is your true yes or yes? Is your football career over?
Yeah.
Okay. There.
And it was actually the PFL. Drake's training partner, Sullivan Cully was in the, and he knocked some guy out in 30 seconds.
That's insane. By the way, did you see Drake has been posting some videos on his stories? Drake is up there for my pick of 100 versus Gorilla.
But, Drake would be a great
– he looks like a monster.
Drake would be a great pick if you were going to try and find an individual to take that on. I mean, a psychotic – he sent us and maybe this is TMI, but he sent us a shirtless mirror pic, and it just said, quote, I was feeling jacked, wanted to show the boys.
Nothing wrong with that.
And he was. He's looking lean right now, man. He's I think he's 215 and like lean. I mean, he is on testosterone.
That's crazy.
He's juiced up. Because naturally his testosterone was absolutely in the toilet.
Because what he's 6'3" too.
He's not 6'3". He's 6'1.5".
Really?
Yeah. His presence is 6'3".
It feels like a big dude, but
he's one of those guys where you're around him and you don't really take notice, and then you go home and it's like the first time you've ever been around Drake, and you're like, yeah, Drake is like 6'3", 6'4". And you're like, not really, but he's kind of scary, like a 6'3", 6'4" guy. I looked back at the Connor Colby pod, by the way.
Sure.
He does look like Drake.
Looks exactly like Drake.
My God, he does. Like when he got drafted, I saw a picture of him and I was like,
yeah,
holy shit.
100% agree.
A baby. Yeah,
I was thinking it the whole time. I thought you were going to bring it up, and then it was like it would be weird if like 40 minutes and I was like, hey dude, you look like Drake could look a little bit.
Never crossed my mind once. I was like, and then you said it afterwards and I was like, yeah, I guess. And then I've seen pictures of him like 2 or 3 times since then. I'm like, holy shit, that is Drake Kulik. So for everybody who's there, go over to the Connor Colby episode and just take a look at that and give us some more view numbies over there. Drake would be great against the Gorillas. I don't, he's doing his thing. Yeah. George got paid, by the way.
Huge. He got paid a significant amount, a lot of money. He can finally build that wrestling ring that he wants in his backyard.
Well, I think the WWE is in his future.
I agree.
I would guess. I think he probably could have built the ring before this contract. He was on like a 15.6 a year contract before this. The biggest contract at the time, I believe, when he signed that deal 4 years ago. And then he just did it again. The Niners forked up money. Now, I don't know the ins and outs of the financial side of NFL. I know this, that for a long time there, outside of Patrick Mahomes, the best teams in the NFL were all teams that had like really good quarterbacks on their rookie deals.
Sure.
Because they were not having to pay as much money to the quarterback, which sucks a lot of your cap. Saw a lot of comments like, wow, we're so happy George got paid all this stuff. Is this going to tank the Niners because they're now paying him $20 million a year? Like,
No, I don't think so.
Okay, but, that's good.
They're just – money's going somewhere else. I mean, they've also – like, their roster's going to look different this year. They lost it. There's many of the key faces of the Niners are not there anymore.
Yeah, so, you're right. 19.1 a year to beat out the tight end that I had never heard of that got that signed for, like, 19 even.
I thought Hockenson was the highest paid tight end.
No. Just like a month ago, a different tight end.
He got beat out already.
Oh yeah. George came through. It's Trey McBride.
Oh, you never heard of Trey McBride?
No. Who does he even play for? The Bengals?
Cardinals.
Oh, okay. Is he that good?
I don't know. I think it just goes up every year. Like, I think if Kelsey wanted a new contract, he would be the highest paid player.
So as of, I don't know how that works because it says George now averages 22.8 a year, but I just searched tight end contracts, and then this is overthecap.com. It's George, Trey McBride, and he signed literally like, I don't know, a month ago. Travis Kelsey, then TJ. TJ is at 6.5, 16.5 a year, which is so nice. It's so much money. And then
Noah's pretty sick. Yeah.
Noah's at 10.5 a year. He's in like 10th or 11th.
I think he'll be fine for the rest of his life.
Oh, God, dude. Think about LaPorta. LaPorta keeps balling, that contract's going to be huge.
He'll get financially rewarded for sure.
Iowa tight ends just dominating. We are quite literally 1/8 of the league.
I'll take it. Well, players?
Four out of 30. Well, no, just the tight ends.
So I don't know if that math doesn't make sense.
George, TJ, Noah, and Sam.
Hey, watch out, Eric! Watch out for Eric Alls.
I was just gonna say Eric Alls probably in there too with a contract. And now we got Luke Lachey. Luke Lachey's gonna turn heads. Luke Lachey is gonna be underrated.
Yeah, I mean, this injury has killed all of his draft stock.
Yeah, it's just he's gonna build himself back up. He's gonna do well. This is a week and further out, even, you know, like 8 days out from when the draft ended. But a lot of we never did a draft episode. This isn't a draft episode, obviously. But shout out to the boys. Couple staying in the black and gold. Caleb Johnson, YA Black. Mm-hmm. Sebastian Castro signed as a UDA. Lachey got drafted at the end. Colby to the Niners towards the end.
Mason Richmond.
We had Richmond there going out to Seattle.
Jamari Harris.
I mean, Luke Elkin is a Bear. Elkin.
I had a first round grade on him. I thought that was a big steal.
Yeah, you did have a first round grade. I didn't. Third round for me. But okay. I mean, Docterman said, and I don't know how much Docterman knows or not, but Docterman thinks that the Bears will keep him as their guy.
All out.
Bears wanted him because he has that connection with Tory Taylor.
Makes sense.
I'm now a Bears fan, essentially, because the Bears special teams are about to be 2/3 Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yeah, you can be a Bears. I'll allow you to support the Bears.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'll allow it. not that I don't think you're going to listen to me regardless, but it's fine.
Towards the end of this, this is the one thing I wanted to bring today's show.
Okay.
Very important. So we've talked about how we want to get Rain as a sponsor. Mm-hmm. I've started a list on my phone, personal list.
Sure.
I've never been an energy drink guy. Like the last energy drink I had before I tasted Rain earlier this year at a CrossFit competition was a Red Bull in like 2009. Okay. Or maybe a 5-hour energy in 2009. Okay. And then I saw that some kid died from drinking four of them and I was like, okay, never touching energy drinks again.
Well, yeah, four is kind of stupid, I'll be honest.
Kid in Iowa died from drinking four of them at once.
And I do believe the guy who brought Red Bull to the United States is also an Iowa grad.
That's incredible. He drank 5-hour energy, the guy who died, not Red Bulls. But
I've never had one of those. I don't know.
People have died from Red Bulls too.
We had. Did you have people when you were in – were people doing the Nine Locos when you were in college?
Excuse me?
It's like you do
nine locos.
It's like you get a four loco, but you pour.
Oh,
the 5-hour energy into it.
Oh, that's a death trap, dude. Who the fuck would do that?
You've never seen those?
That is the most college dude thing you could ever do. A nine loco. That Grant, that would kill me. That would kill me today.
I didn't say, dude, were you doing them? I said, did you ever see people do that?
Because the four loco formula had to get changed, didn't it?
Yeah, four locos like drinking a grenade.
You literally explode from the inside out. Not, adding a 5-hour energy to it.
Like, man, I'm not the pinnacle of health, but I can't exactly. Even I could deduce just looking at like the design of the can. I'd be like, there's just no way that this.
It's like this is radioactive.
This is taking off 2 months off your life.
Yeah, every time you have one of those. Anyway, the whole point of this was I've started a rankings list on my phone.
Okay.
Of energy drinks, all brands, but it'll also be by brand ranked flavors.
Okay.
And I know the Alani Nus are kind of a girly drink. Female demographic there.
I think they're just more. There's the sweetest one possible. Like, well, they're very good. Sweet.
The cherry slush, whew, very good, but not as good as Reign.
Yeah, it's just the cherry slush. I've had it. It's good. It's just a little sweet for me.
It's sweet. They're sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But I've started a list, and currently still white gummy bear, Reign Supreme.
White gummy bear is very good.
Big on that flavor.
My gum bear is fantastic. We got to get we have to consult. My other energy drink expert is Ben Wolmus from the Iowa baseball team. He's a big.
Is he an expert? Yeah,
he's a big Reign energy drink guy. If I remember correctly, we'll have to consult him. There's a couple new flavors since I last talked to him. So we
what's that? The blue flavor, the white.
There's one that's like White Storm. Or something.
Need to get the lips on that.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's some like cherry. White cherry flavor.
I need a suckle of that new Reign flavor is what I'm
I want them to, and this is maybe just a Reign advertisement. I kind of want them to make caffeine free ones so I could just.
Oh no, I want the caffeine.
Well, you can't have more than one Reign a day. I'm going to set it up right now.
So
right?
What you're saying is you'd like to be able to drink two or three in a day. But
yeah, like I want to be able to drink it like it's a Diet Coke.
But
like,
900 milligrams of caffeine just won't do it. It's not.
That's going to be a problem. It's going to be an issue. All right. I don't know. And this is people. It's a real issue. Like, people don't understand how much caffeine is in these things. Sometimes they'd be like, "Oh, I'll just have six of these today."
Well, even two puts you at six. If you're drinking Reign, most of the energy drinks have like 200, but Reigns have three. And so the big cans. And so if you drink two Reigns, you're at 600 milligrams of caffeine. You are already floating on the line of danger.
Especially if you have like no tolerance for caffeine.
100%.
You know, I mean, yeah, it's especially like if you're adding other stuff like, oh yeah, I had a Reign this morning and then I had two Diet Cokes with dinner.
Dude, the Diet Coke the cult of people that love Diet Coke.
I'm their champion.
Dude, you are not their champion. There are people that are way more dedicated than
you're hanging out with. We don't hang out that often. You haven't seen me put in my work on Diet Coke.
You're right. I haven't. Breaking news. Not really. Dr. Man just tweeted an hour ago that men's basketball coach Ben McCollum, 6-year deal, starting with $3.35 million in guarantees, climbing to $4.1 million in year six.
That's what I was talking about. News just extremely late.
McCollum has a salary pool.
You'll get news on his contract on Monday. Absolutely. First reported by
the walk-ons an hour after it came out on the previous Friday. Annual buyout starts at $5 million in 2026, decreases $1 million after that. Pay him everything.
Sure.
Which, speaking of, a lot of great response on our episode with Zach. Several people have already mentioned, wow, if you guys do any more basketball podcasts, it'd be great to have him on again. So I'm going to have to tell him that. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll hear this.
He's good.
Yeah, and and then another comment on the YouTube was, let's not save the G-Bone questions for the end because they're always the best. So can we just get those in the middle? So Grant, you're being requested to just become a true second co-host here when it's just you and me, and I'm all for it. But you're gonna have to step into that.
We can talk that off.
Grant is very highly against that, and I don't know why.
I'm not highly against it. I'm highly against what's game plan, how we do interviews while recording an actual episode is what I'm.
Dude, you don't understand. That. People love the inside baseball. They love to hear this stuff, the brainstorming, the inner workings.
Rockies, by the way, we're back.
Two-game
win streak right now.
I'm going to – the Rockies are dog shit. I'm going to try and support you tomorrow.
You should. I know you want to wrap up the episode. There's something crucial.
Oh, okay.
That we still have to talk about.
Okay.
And I don't know if you have like 10, 15 more minutes to discuss this, but
Not really, but.
So you just hate the listeners?
No, but I kind of need to go.
We started early.
I know we did, but
what were you going to do if we started on time?
I was going to maybe cut us off early.
Okay. I'm going to, if Bill Belichick is in trouble.
Okay. Here we go.
I just want him to blink twice. Blink. He needs to blink into Morse code, into the camera, and I'll fly to North Carolina myself and save him. I will help him. You just got to give us a signal.
Let me tell you.
If you're just having a great life, like they do, 72-year-old, 24-year-old girlfriend, you're just enjoying it, fine. I won't say anything. If she's like now like the puppet master of potentially the greatest coach of all time's life, just give us the Morse code. This will be done by July. This will be all forgotten about, all right?
Let me tell you this right now. Whether he knows it or not, he is in trouble. He's in trouble. He is in danger.
Now I'm a little upset. She apparently axed Hard Knocks with North Carolina.
Dude, he needs to run. And
it's
I'm
almost,
a little,
it should be – the NCAA can't mandate it like the NFL can. It should be mandated that they have to have cameras in there all the time and everyone gets to watch what is happening.
Dude, is it wrong that my opinion of Belichick is waning? It is deteriorating as a day goes by right now because
I mean, he's not breaking the law.
I don't care that he's not breaking the law.
There's coaches that have done far worse.
He's just becoming a much more odd duck, in my opinion. And I'm starting to question, was it just Tom Brady?
Unlikely. I think they're both equally.
Was it mostly Tom Brady? And Randy Moss?
I mean, Randy Moss was there for a very short period of time.
He was, but
there's 18 other years of success outside of Randy Moss.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Randy Moss didn't even win a Super Bowl with the Patriots.
I know. I just
Super Bowl-less.
I just
I hope he's okay. By the way, we never got an update on him.
Yeah, he had like cancer or something.
Yeah, he had cancer and he stepped away. Obviously, understood. But I haven't got an update on Randy Moss. Well, I just hope he's okay.
Right, I'll text him.
Oh yeah, thank you. Is that too much to ask for? I just hope Randy Moss is okay.
Nope, but you have used up all your favors. I'm going to text Randy and I'm going to watch at least part of. I will watch one period of the Avalanche game and I will watch one quarter of the Nuggets game.
Ooh, at the same time?
Well, maybe.
Do you have YouTube TV still? Are you going to go quad box?
I have Hulu.
Can you quad box Hulu?
No. But I have a phone that I could just double screen it.
Okay. You can custom my years of complaints.
I know. They finally did it. They finally did it.
Now I can watch college football and Seinfeld and like Mythbusters at the same time. It's going to be great.
Do you know like half the people on Mythbusters cast are dead?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What happened to them?
Oh, I love how On3 did their thing where they're like, $6,200 wager. They just like they put the one.
Yeah, speaking of which, On3, they bought Rivals this week. By the way, yeah. Laid off a bunch of people because they bought Rivals.
Right.
You can't just post a normal graphic now that you're talking about yourself. I need something. One of those ridiculous cornball graphics you've been throwing out.
It should have been one of those massive, massive fonts. Acquired, or something. You know,
or
purchased. I don't know.
Sold out.
Sold out. Appreciate everybody tuning into the taglines. I hope I convinced you, right? Head to this QR code, join the army if you're watching the YouTube. If not, at least watch the YouTube and give us a like and a subscribe. We're slowly crawling now to 5,000 subscribers. We'll do something fun when we get there. But join the army, help us with the kids. Big donation at the end of the year. Yeah, we're moving through this year already. We're already a third of the way through 2025. So appreciate you listening to me and Grant babble for a little over an hour. We'll be back on Thursday with episode 600 of the show. It's a pretty good one. We're excited to bring it to you and many more coming soon. We'll see you then. Peace. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.